Changemakers! What is going on, everyone? It is your man, the host of the show, Jay Wong, and I'm super excited to be doing this episode for each and every single one of you. Hope you're all having an awesome day out there, or an awesome night, whenever you are listening to this. If you are new here, welcome to the community, welcome to the tribe. Make sure to join us and join the discussions in the Legacy Driven Entrepreneurs Group to get to know others in the community more. Now, if you are seasoned, if you've been listening to some of the episodes, this episode is going to kind of fall in line with some of the ones that we've been doing, especially in the Mastery series that we covered just last week. And I mean, the feedback for that has been tremendous. And it really did make me think for a few seconds there that we should definitely move to daily. And it is our goal, but it is also about building the infrastructure and the team to be able to do so. So I don't want to promise you guys anything that I don't think we could actually deliver on. But I do want to deliver on this, which is I do want to be taking in more of your questions, more feedback, and I want to be actually answering your questions live on the air. I'm going to tell you a little more about that as the episode goes on, but just a little bit of context before we dive right in. This episode is a private AMA, private interview that we did with a good buddy, mentor, friend, ultra successful Craig Ballantyne, who is the author of a new book called Unstoppable. He's already an amazing author for his first book, Perfect Day Formula. Some of you probably picked that up or probably have heard me talk about it. We invited him in the Changemaker Club, our private membership community, to do a AMA with me. And this was one of the questions that was posed. It was one of those questions I was asked in terms of how does one go from where they are currently, whatever your identity is, whether you are, you know, someone working at a bank or someone just working, you know, a personal trainer, and how do you transition from where you are to where it is that you want to be, and how do you continue to evolve, right? And so I wanted to share this with you guys because I think so many of us, as we begin the year, we are looking for an evolution, right? We're looking for the next thing. We're looking for, you know, how can we get to where we want to go? And I think Craig's answer, though the audio is not the best as we're stripping it back, I think the answer is highly relevant to so many of you. So enjoy that episode. But before I let you go, if you do want to submit a question, and if you do have any type of questions or feedbacks or anything that you want me to answer live, all you got to do is go to www.theinnerchangemaker.com or any of the pages really on our website. Once again, www.theinnerchangemaker.com. Any of the pages on the website, you're going to see a little blue highlighted widget, and it says Ask Jay a Question. And all you got to do is be on your phone or be on your laptop. You could literally submit a question in, and our team is going to be able to take a look at it. And if we think we could provide some value in the answer, we're going to highlight you, give you a shout out. So the name and email is required to do this, just so we know that you're an actual person and you're not just someone, you know, we don't have any, you know, haters or trolls. And even if you are a hater, more than happy for you to come over. We can, you know, have that debate and have that conversation on the podcast. So once again, go to any of the pages on the website, www.theinnerchangemaker, name of the show, .com, and you're going to see that little blue widget there. Submit your question, and I can't wait to be able to answer more of your questions in future episodes. Now, with no more delays, here is the episode, a private AMA with my man, Craig Ballantyne.
This is the podcast for people that believe they do not need to change the world. We believe it's all about becoming the most effective version of yourself in the moments in life that matter the most. This is
the Inner Changemaker Podcast. Instead of changing the world, change their world. Huge question taken up over the screen, but it's all good. I believe it's from our man, Justin. Could you please ask Craig? We're asking it right now. How do you balance being present with where you are while still wanting to grow and evolve into the person you want to become? For example, how did you transition from your role as a personal trainer, you know, to men's health, as a fitness personality, to a successful entrepreneur? How does a high-level business coach
who does high level? Yeah, English. You know, I'm Asian, man. You know I grew up in Canada. Who does high level business coaching, facilitates high end workshops. So, Craig, $1 million question.
Yes, Jay Wong, my crazy rich Asian friend. Okay. Yeah, it is another really great question. And so I'm a big believer in a lot of, you know, vision exercises. So know where you want to get to. Have that very clear in your mind. So when you know what's clear in your mind, you can map out the steps to be there. Now, you will also need to do certain things that kind of support your big goals and dreams. So I was the personal trainer. And when I was a personal trainer, I was present for those sessions. It fed my ability to be an expert. So it was all part and parcel there. And I was writing for Men's Health even before I was a personal trainer. I was writing for Men's Health when I was still in university. So I got very fortunate that way. And again, it was all part of the master plan. It all was a foundation that allowed me to be successful in that area. So, but in my mind and in my vision, I also knew that I wanted to expand beyond it. So in the time that I set aside to accelerate and to grow, I was present only on, okay, what are we going to do to move ahead? And so I went and it was graduate student writing for Men's Health to personal trainer writing for Men's Health magazine with online business and still being super present in all of them. And then from there, personal trainer, writing for Men's Health magazine with an online business, to then teaching other people how to build an online business, then no longer being the personal trainer. So now I'm online business owner, writing for Men's Health, and coaching other entrepreneurs how to have an online business. And that went on for a long time. And eventually I became less and less of the online fitness guy and more of the online business coach. It wasn't an overnight thing, but a lot of people get really hung up on, like, I'm this now, how could I be anything else? And I'm not saying that Justin is feeling that way, but a lot of people have always asked me when they know my background, they go, how did you possibly go from being personal trainer to an online business coach, or how do you, you know, to what you're doing now? And I'm like, I just did because that's what I wanted to do. And there's nobody stopping me from doing that. So you can make career changes. And, you know, I had the audience. If there was one thing that I had that most people won't have, is I had audience and celebrity and was able to make that transition. But that's all on a sliding scale. So that allowed me to move faster than it might allow some other people to move. But that's how I did it. And present all the time and all the stuff that I was doing, you know, not like, you know, writing down online business stuff while I was training somebody or anything. It was all in my mind. I knew exactly where I wanted to go. And so the road to success became so clear. Now, most people actually struggle with that. And I'm very gifted in that type of stuff, vision, strategy, execution. And so for a long time, I didn't understand that most other people couldn't see the next steps. And then I took this program called Strength Finders. Strength Finders 2.0 is a test you can take. Have you ever taken it, Jay?
Yeah, we strategic coach, right? Like,
oh, then you were there.
Yeah, and Strength Finders.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
You remember your top five?
My top three. So, first one was positivity. Second one was achiever. Third one was activator.
Oh my gosh, that's amazing! Positivity. I'm like probably like zero of them that one, but so here are mine. Okay. So there's five of them, right? And so number one is vision. Number two is strategy. Number three is futuristic. Number four is execution. And number five is stunning good looks. And so
I remember that being like a bonus chapter.
Right.
Yeah.
I was really frustrated. I can't remember actually what my fifth one is. But if you take a look at those, like, those are so different than yours, right? Strategic, futuristic, vision, and execution. And I'm always in my own head thinking about, like, what I'm doing in 3 weeks from now. And most people, they don't even know what they're doing in 3 hours from now. So it took me a long time to figure out that other people don't think that way. And this is a gift, and that I can give this gift to the world through the coaching. But that was how, long story short, that's how I made my transition.
Hey, Jay here again, just popping in super quick because I hope you enjoyed that clip from Craig Ballantyne. Obviously, I can't show you the entire episode, but if you want to join us in the Changemaker Club, I mean, right now we just have the waiting list up because we're not really accepting any new individuals. But if you do want to join that waiting list, feel free at www.theinnerchangemaker.com. You're going to have to /CC for Changemaker Club and waitlist. So we will link to it in the show notes. And the other thing is I wanted to share this clip with you because on Sunday or Monday, we are going to be releasing the full interview that I did with Craig about his new book, Unstoppable, How to Get Through Hell, Overcome Anxiety, and Dominate in Business and in Life. And once again, that's by our man, my friend, mentor, Craig Ballantyne. Pick up a copy. It's coming out, I believe, next week or this week, depending on when you're listening to this. And if you're listening to any later, it's already going to be out. I think you guys are really going to enjoy that interview when it does drop. So it's coming out on Sunday. Latest Monday, and so you guys could get a chance to dive into that. Anyways, we'll talk to you all super soon, and go out and deploy, my friend. Have you been thinking of leveraging podcasts and Alexa shows to help grow your business? Not sure maybe where to start and scared of wasting time on the wrong things? Let me be your guide as I show you the right sequences and steps to be able to launch a top-rated show on iTunes, as well as actually leverage your podcast and leverage your Alexa show to build out your business. Don't you think it's time that you put your voice behind your products and services? If you were drawn to this show, then I know that it's time that you got working on your message and sharing that with the world. Get my podcast creation roadmap for free at www.theinnerchangemaker.com/roadmap. Once again, it's www.theinnerchangemaker.com/roadmap.